of his return. He says, no man knoweth the day or the hour, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son of Man. Only the Father knew. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. And when you're a child, you speak childish. I was a different person when I was a child. I'm still the same person in many ways. But oh man, a lot has changed. I had an understanding. It was childish. My thoughts, my reckoning. When you become a man, you put away childish things. You know, I still, more than some people, I do empathize. I have an understanding of children. Some people have kids, but they forget what it's like to be a child. Put away childish things. That's almost why, you think of the Lord, the way he became a man. He became a child like us. And people say, well, what do you mean? Well, what I mean is that he's talking about finishing our lives. You know, when that which is perfect is come. When I was a child, I spake as a child. He still was. In the spirit. Now he's speaking with wisdom of God among them that are perfect. But we're perfect only in the reckoning of God. Meaning he's looking at us as people who are being perfected. He considers us perfect because it's his work. And he says, I'm going to perfect them. And he doesn't mess around with that. It gets done. So he can talk like that. When we grow up into Christ, that which is in part is done away. We become men. We put away the childish things of this world. In the kingdom of heaven, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels, which neither marry nor are given in marriage. The things of earth that pass away are like childish things. When I was a child, you know, I used to play with little, you know, things. Sometimes, you know, just nuts and bolts it could be. And that's my little guy. And I would have a little adventure of playing with the two little things. And they would talk to each other. And I used my imagination. And I noticed when I had kids, though, I was in touch with many things of a child. And I had an understanding of how they feel. And I'm very touched with the feelings of a child. Still, there's some things that I realize are completely lost to me that I used to have a great delight for as a child. I remember I used to pour out my Lego bricks or toys and my Lego brand books. It's that because they used to say, don't call them Legos, call them Lego bricks. Anyways, I used to take out my building bricks and play with them, you know, and I'd create these little imaginary worlds, you know. And I remember when I was about 14 or 15, it just didn't have the appeal, and I tried several times to go back to it. And I couldn't. That world had just passed away from me. And all the things, the partial knowledge that that gave me of the world, there was a knowledge in that that somehow was perfected in me. And passed away. So it is with many things like this study of love, like the intellectualization of it. When love is perfected, all this gobbledygook I've been talking, it's funny, I taught for an hour and a half almost. And I'm telling you that which I taught is going to pass away. Because the knowledge of love is not as great as love. Actual love is greater than the knowledge of it. Though, like I said, the knowledge of love is the measuring stick by which we know love. And it is good to study and to understand so we can rebuke error. Because people will come to you and accuse you and say, oh, that's not love. And you got to be ready to give an answer. So I hope in some measure that this has kind of helped that aspect of it so you understand that love is what God gives us. It's not just a set of rules. Because again, the rules will come up against love eventually. Because knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. We see through a glass darkly. We look. It's like looking through a piece of darkened glass. Imagine smoked glass, you know. Or stained glass. You know, you look through a window that you can't see through. It's cloudy, and all you see are ghostly images. The way the adult world looks to a child. Not the way it looks visually, but intellectually the way it looks. Can you remember? I do. I remember how it looks. And you don't understand. In the adult world, as you deal with your children, you don't understand how they're even seeing it. How they're even understanding it. But God sent His Son. And He was touched with our infirmities. So we, not because He didn't understand, because God understands all things. But so that we would know that He understands. By what He went through. God didn't come and become a man so that He could be educated. It was for our benefit. Now I know in part, we're going to have see God face to face. We're going to have the knowledge of God face to face. We're going to have love, not through words, but through power. Through the ability to actually love as God wants us to love. And fulfill this word in the spirit. Remember, we're talking about spiritual things from the beginning of chapter 11. Concerning spiritual gifts. And love is a gift of the spirit. Now, it's not usually we don't think of it in terms... But the thing is, we all need it. Because it's the commandment of Christ. You've got to love one another. But that's a tall order. I'm telling you. More than people think. There's easy ways to love that are not very loving. Sometimes tough love, it's not tough because you're tough on someone. But because sometimes it's hard to do. It's not always the easy thing to do. I want you, when you think of tough love, think about love that's tough on the one who's trying to do the loving. As opposed to being, I'm going to be tough with a guy, because that's tough love. Love is gentle. So... we will be known, I like, he says, I shall know even as I am known.